time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello, and welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said that looks can be deceiving, and we all know that the surface of things is by definition shallow. So thanks for joining me as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. You mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. It's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for exposing the masters within. Let's get started. Today is Sunday, May 1st, 2011, if you're listening live, and it's not if you're listening to the recording. Hope you're having a great day today. It's beautiful here. The sun's shining, the wind is blowing, the birds are singing, and the motorcycles are chopping the air. Hopefully, it's that way where you are. Maybe not with the motorcycles, but this is May Day. Happy May Day, everyone. Before Christianity started moving its way through, well, I guess especially Europe, I'm not sure how this was celebrated in the rest of the world, May Day was a big day for the party. This was a big celebration of fertility. It was a celebration of the coming of spring. It was a celebration of, well, the rebirthing of that new growth, of things coming out. Where I am in New Hampshire, things are in leaf now. They're definitely coming forth. The green is here. It's not just the buds anymore. So I can certainly understand how even in Northern Europe, this would be a time that would be a good one to celebrate that kind of energy, that kind of, or that aspect of the rebirthing of the cycle that we go through every year. Every year, for those of us who aren't living in places where the weather doesn't change. And so I want to talk a little bit about that today, a little bit about fertility. I believe much of today is actually going to be set aside for questions, but we'll start here for a little bit. And when I think of fertility, well, it's not just about sex. For one thing, it's about rebirth and new birth in particular. And so as we start out here today, as we open up to that energy of community, the energy of all those who are listening with us live, the energy of all those who will listen to this through the recording, the energy of all those other light workers, light bearers, light bringers out there on the planet right now, seeking to consciously aid the shifting and the change that's taking place on the planet. As we open into that, I'd like to do that from this place of birth, from this place of recognizing that community is not something that we have, it's something that we create. It's something that through each interaction that we have with the like-minded and the like-hearted people, we are expanding community to the degree we're open to that. So as we step forward here today, as we take those few breaths and bring that energy of community in for us, allow yourself to open it in maybe a slightly different way. Open to this being the birthing that is an ongoing birthing, the fertility, that ripeness of new possibility, and open to that community coming to you in whatever way is going to serve you best this day and days onward from now. But as with everything we create, as far as I'm concerned, one of the pieces that often gets lost is that it's always a recreation. It's always choosing it again. We don't just choose to step onto the path and then we're on the path. We have to choose to keep moving forward. We have to choose to keep opening up. We have to choose to keep letting the old, the painful, the past go and bringing the new, opening the new, being vulnerable to allow ourselves to experience the new in. And so if we can go into perhaps that place of, has to be safe for you, whatever degree is safe, for you in this moment, but go into the degree of that openness, that vulnerability that you're comfortable with as you breathe into and connect with this community of light bringers, light bearers, light workers. So let yourself take that deep breath. Open yourself really with the breath as much as you can, but be comfortable with it. Let it be easy. Let it flow. Don't push it. Just connect. Okay. And you can keep that connection. Let that be in the back of your head. And periodically through this show today and through the rest of the day, when you notice your breath again, come back to it. Reconnect with the breath to that community. Reconnect with the breath to that energy of fertility, that energy of potential, which is an energy of opening. And that's kind of where I want to talk about this, because one of the pieces that I have in the description of the show on the radio website is that in order to create the change, we have to break the rules. And the rules we have to break are the rules that we're living by right now. Whatever we're doing now is getting us the results that we have right now. So if we want different results, we have to do different things, which means we have to break through the patterns that we've been running, the patterns that we have been operating under. And for many of us, those are habitual. I know they are for me. And so what happens? Well, we come up against, and this brings me to another association with the word Mayday, the one that is about the distress call. Mayday, Mayday, help me, help me. That oftentimes what brings us that awareness that we need to make the change is something that is going more wrong than usual, more out of alignment with what we desire than usual. And we get in that place of distress, and that's when we really seek out for help. Well, one of the things that they keep saying in channeling to people on a regular basis is, we're here all the time. Why do you wait until things get really bad before you ask for our presence to support you? And so that's another reason why I am going to start every show with that community connection. It's to make the connection when we choose to, not just when we need to, and to remind ourselves of that. So I'd like to bring that energy in as well, that community of the beings not necessarily in physical body right now who are here to support us all, and bring that community in. And then I'll come back to that version of May Day and how it relates to the opening. So just take a breath there and open up to connect with the guides, the angels, the ascended masters, the other spiritual teachers that we have, the other spiritual support that we have, who are not in physical body at this time, but who are with us all the time. And so let's take a deep breath there and connect with them as well. And really let that presence, as much as you're able in this moment, to fill you. Because it's from this place of feeling connected, from this place of feeling safe, that we are most able to step into that fertility, that opening into new creation, that opening into new birth. And I like to look at this. I know when I was a kid, we did some experiments in elementary school, and we would do very simple things like taking seeds and getting the paper towels wet and just having the seeds among the wet paper towels. And you could come back later in the day, or you could come back and tomorrow suddenly there would be this sprout coming out of that seed. And it was this miraculous thing that new growth started just by adding some water and a little bit of sunlight to something that seemed solid, to something that seemed permanent to a third grade mind, perhaps. And that's what we need to come back to. that not only the third great mind, that openness to the miracle of new creation coming forth, that fertility just poof, one day it's a seed, add a little water, add a little sun, and suddenly there's a sprout coming. It's been wonderful going out each day for me and just noticing the expansion of the green on the bushes, on the trees, in the grass, the expansion that you could sit there and you could take a time-lapse film of the thing and watch it grow. But it's going on every single second. And it's perhaps easier to perceive when you're noticing the change, which may be part of why spring is so celebrated. Everybody seems to like spring better than winter, or summer even better than spring. But that newness, when you can watch it day by day making the change, that's amazing. And that's something for me that's a tremendous gift coming out of a New England winter. But we need to bring that back around to what's going on inside of us. They say that every 7 years, all the cells of your body have been completely replaced, or all the molecules, or I don't know what level they're talking at, but you're a completely new person from the physical perspective every 7 years. But that happens every single moment. There are changes going on inside of us. There's a process that I do, the Ascension Acceleration Activations. And in that process, one piece of it goes in, and it's actually an experiencing of creation taking place moment after moment after moment after moment. That literally we are being reborn, recreated in each and every moment. There is no stop to that. The only stop is in our minds as we get ourselves to have this vision of what we look like, this definition of who we are, these labels that hold us in place, or try to, as many people, and probably most of you, might notice. You look in the mirror one day and suddenly you're older than you feel. That image looking back at you looks different than you remember yourself to be. And it's just a noticing. Many times we don't notice it until something drastic happens, until there's a completely new wrinkle that has shown up. But it's taking place day by day by day. And when we can come back to this place of fertility, this place of creation is always happening. The new is always happening. There is always the potential for this moment to be different than the last one. Always. The more we can come back to that concept, I personally believe the more easily we can transform our lives in the direction we desire them to go. Because what holds us in place, it's not our boss, it's not our job, it's not our friends, it's not our family, it's not anything outside of us, it's our own vision of ourselves. And it doesn't matter where it came from. It doesn't matter whether it was our parents who programmed us this way, or society, or school, or religion. It doesn't matter where it came from. We can go into therapy and seek to find the roots of it, and that may or may not help. For some people it helps, for some people it doesn't. We can seek it in past lives. Sometimes that's useful, sometimes it's not. But where it is residing in our own cells and our own thoughts, our own vision of ourselves, because we have a definition that says, this is who I am, this is how I am. Some people who dismiss astrology dismiss it because they say that, well, how can the stars and the planets define who I am? And I think that's a very mistaken way to look at it. If astrology is done, well, in the way that's useful, in the way that is actually supportive and helpful, as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't tell you who you are. It offers possibilities and potentials that may be stronger in you than others. And it offers perhaps weaknesses that may be more prominent in you than others. But it's not that it defines who you are as much as it helps you to clarify certain tools that are going to be easier to use and certain tools that might be more difficult. And it aids in making better choices. But the knowledge is only there as a tool that you can choose to apply or not apply. The same is true of all of our past experiences. We are not stuck being a certain way because we have always been that way, as far as I'm concerned. Again, as it also says in the description of the show, use your discernment on everything I say. Make sure it feels right. Make sure it makes sense to you. And only then take it and use it. Apply it. Because that's what we need to do to everything in the world. All those other things that might appear to be holding us back, including things like the economy and how bad the job market is out there and all of those sorts of things that come at us in the headlines. We can take that in, that can become part of our reality, or it can be something that we're observant of, but is not what creates reality for us. And in many ways, for me, that's what this path is all about. It is about getting to the place where we are at choice in relation to every circumstance in our lives. Where we are at choice, what does that mean? Well, if we're at choice, it means that we're taking in the experiences around us. They're registering on our radar. We're not suppressing them. We're not ignoring them necessarily. But we're not letting those outside forces define us. We are making choices about how we are going to relate to that. You know, it's interesting. On the one hand, there are many people who are very worried and in fear, and perhaps understandably so, because of the way the world is right now, all the big picture negative things that are going on out there. A lot of people fearing, especially economically, financially. And yet this is also a time, perhaps more so than any time in a while, even the dot-com boom, when millionaires are being made. Because as with the Depression, the Great Depression in the 30s, times of economic strife are also times of great economic opportunity. And so which side of the coin is someone going to choose to look at it from? Which side are you looking at it from? Is this a time of opportunity for you? Or is this a time where what's going on out in the world is making whatever is going on in your life even more difficult? Just something to think about, something to look at, and to try to come back to. And believe me, it's not that I never go there and never have those moments when something's happening outside of me and I'm going, oh God, this is going to mess with my life. But hopefully, as quickly as possible, I can come back to that place and put it in a different perspective. And that, to me, is the great gift of the mental body, that we can see different perspectives when we choose to, that we're not stuck just looking at any given circumstance, the so-called objective external reality, and just being stuck with one perspective on it. Now, that brings me to a question I would just ask each of you to ask yourself. Where or in what area of your life or areas of your life are you needing to shake up your perspective? In other words, in what areas are you feeling stuck? In what areas are you feeling that you're not making progress? In what areas might you be feeling that what's going on outside of you is what's causing your experience, rather than it being something that you're co-creating the experience through? So, when you have that answer, for yourself, whatever area of your life it might be, it would be a good thing. Well, they gave me that image of the seed this morning. It would be a good thing to take whatever that particular thing is and imagine that it were inside a seed, whether it's your relationships or your work or your creativity or something you're trying to learn or something you're trying to do, whatever it is, put it inside a seed. And if it were me, I would suggest you make it the seed of one of your favorite foods. Why? Just because that's going to have a more positive association. So you're taking something that feels stuck, that feels solid, that feels like it's not moving, and like that seed back in third grade, you're going to put it out with a conscious intention that you're going to water it, you're going to give it a little sunlight, and it's going to transform. It's going to grow into something else. So that's what I would offer to you. And one thing I really like about this image, about this as a tool, is that it's not just that picture of, not that this is not a great tool. Don't get me wrong, I use this, where you sit with the vision of what you desire to have and feel what that feels like and connect with it, etc. And you're trying to get to that end point and essentially creating time travel to bring it to you more quickly. So you go out and feel what it's like when you have it, and that moves it to you more quickly. However, in this picture, especially if it's something that you're feeling really stuck with, or when it's something that you're feeling really stuck with. And God knows I celebrate anybody out there who doesn't have anything they feel stuck with right now. Amen. Great. I wish I could say the same thing. But if it's something that feels really stuck, start with that solidness. Start with that seed and let it grow a little at a time, day by day. That's this vision of May Day. That's this vision of spring, a little bit more each day until it's grown into an entirely new thing. But you don't have to push at it. Those seeds are programmed to create new things. You are programmed to create new things. That's one of the ironies of this, is that by holding on to that stuckness, whatever it might feel that is stuck, by holding on to it, we're actually stopping what is the natural way for us to be, which is when that negative thing comes up, when we get the other form of mayday, 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 distress, when that comes up, when we feel just that sense of stuckness overwhelming us, that is actually that seed. Well, I'm going to switch images for a minute. This is like that little chick inside the egg, and the egg starts to shake as the chick is trying to peck its way out. When that chaos, when that pain is coming to the surface most strongly, is the moment just before the breakthrough when the chick comes out. I've never watched a seed and actually seen the particular moment when the green pops through, but I would almost imagine that same intensity of energy there as well. And so, well, maybe I'll close out with this piece, my portion, before we go into the channeling. But they've been saying a lot lately, as a reminder in the channelings that I've been offering, both the group ones and the personal ones, they've been offering this reminder, especially because there are so many energies moving, so much chaos is up, both at the mass consciousness level and individually for many people, that if it's negative and it's coming to the surface, it's not coming up because you're doing something wrong. It's not coming up because you're getting in your way. It's not coming up because you're failing. It's coming up because you're ready to move it out. Because that green is ready to burst forth and have new growth come out of what has been stuck. And so, well, I've taken a lot more time than I thought I was going to with that, but hopefully you find that useful, and I know I'll be using it, because I really, really like that as a tool. And so, happy May Day, as you celebrate fertility in your life. Perhaps one more thing I'll toss in here. Remember that you are here as a co-creator with all of divinity, with all of humanity, with all the rest of the planet. That's why you're here. You're here to play with what it's like to create down here. So maybe again, just imagine yourself back as that third grader with those seeds. Lay out a whole bunch of seeds for different areas of your life and set forth the intentions into each one of them of what you're seeking to let go of what you're seeking to open into. And then just check on them day by day. Notice them, feed the new. And if there's any of that negative coming up from the stuckness, breathe it in, let it go. Breathe into it, connect with it, let it go. Clear it out. Consciously choose to cleanse it. All right. So, a brief commercial announcement from our sponsor today, who once more is me. And I want to just bring up, for those of you who have been doing the gateway activations with me, that email will go out today or tomorrow for the next one. But I want to talk about this next gateway activation, which is Tuesday, May 17th, the full moon in May. And this is actually going to be a double event. It's not simply the gateway that we're going to be doing. We're also going to be doing the Wesak Festival, the celebration of the birth, enlightenment, and the death of the Buddha, which is celebrated in many Eastern countries. But there's also, and this comes from quite some time ago, through the Theosophical writings, I believe, is where it was originally put down on paper, that the Ascended Masters gather in the Himalayas on the Wesak, and they infuse the energies for the coming year. As much as they can of what they're going to offer to the planet in the coming year on that date. And so we're going to do both of those things. We're going to open the Gateway of Compassion on that day, and then we're going to go through the Gateway of Compassion over to the Himalayas to connect with the Ascended Masters as they're bringing that energy in. I did this group Wesak Festival, Wesak Celebration last year. It was incredibly powerful. And so I would just offer that invitation out there. If any of you are not on my list, if you're not directly receiving information about the work I'm offering, you might just drop me an email and let me know. If you're interested, I can send you the information for it. But everyone else, that will go out within the next 24 hours or so. So that said, we'll let go of the commercial now and head into transformation time. So at this point, we'll see who's going to come into channel. I would ask you to just allow your breathing to deepen. Allow yourself to be open. I've already done the invocation to open up the connections to allow this to occur. I will do some toning to allow them to adjust the frequencies, my own, theirs, yours, anyone who's going to listen in the future. And then we'll be underway. So Allahu Akbar. Hello and welcome, dear ones. This is Osiris, come to be with you today. You look lovely, dear one. You do. Breathe that in. Breathe that in. Allow yourself to connect with your own beauty. Now, we are speaking of beauty on all levels. On all levels. And being in a body, you may well have some patterns of self-judgment around your physical attributes. You probably have patterns of self-judgment around other attributes. But in this moment, what we're asking you to do is simply breathe into your beauty. By doing so, what you're doing is essentially adding fuel to that fire, connecting with that energy, lifting that consciousness inside of yourself that says, yes, I am. I am beautiful. I am love. I am divinity. And so, as you breathe into that, as you expand that within you, allow yourself to smile. It doesn't have to be difficult. The easiest thing in the world is to take a breath and bring your awareness into it and use it to expand your experience of whatever you choose to focus on at that moment. And that's all you're doing, is expanding your experience of your own beauty by focusing on it. It's not a difficult thing. It's natural. It is your nature as divine beings of light to be beauty. Now, some would talk about beauty and they would judge it. The term itself, they would judge. But we would say to you, it is not necessarily always what you think it is. For instance, you have beautifully created all of the crap that you're currently experiencing. You have created it with flair. You have created it with drama. You have created it with energy. You have created it with all of your being. And everything you have created is beautiful. It may not feel that way inside your emotional body. It may not look that way from the perspective of your mental body. It may not feel that way from within your physical body. But from within your spiritual body, from within your soul, from within your divinity, you see the beauty in it. You see the beauty in all that you have danced through. And sometimes in the human form, in hindsight, as they say, you can find that perspective that says, you know what, that was very painful for me when I went through it. But I realized that out of that painful experience, I grew in this way. I gained this wisdom. I gained this strength. I gained this, etc., etc. And in hindsight, you can see the beauty of the unfoldment of that negativity. Well, what we're here to suggest is this truth, that beauty was already present while it was still negative, while you were experiencing the worst of that situation, the beauty was already there. It may have been like that seed where it had not blossomed yet. But when you can be in the midst of that pain, in the midst of that negative, in the midst of that crappy experience, and you can seek the beauty in it only by opening to it, only by doing what we just started with a moment ago, choosing to breathe with consciousness, choosing to focus on opening to the beauty within this negative experience, opening to the beauty within this struggle, opening to the beauty within this pain. Two things happen. One is that you actually can glimpse it, you can feel it, you can experience it, because again, as we said, the breath is an amazing tool for expanding your experience of whatever you're choosing to focus on consciously while you are choosing to open your breath. And so you will start to glimpse that beauty without having to wait for years to get the perspective of hindsight. But secondly, and this may be the most exciting piece for many, secondly, as you do that, as you breathe in and connect through your intention with that energy, with the energy of that beauty, it helps you to release your resistance automatically. It helps you to release your resistance to whatever it is you're fighting with, whatever it is you're struggling with, whatever that pain is, whatever that turmoil is, whatever that negativity is. By taking that breath, by having that intention, by choosing to focus through the higher perspective, it helps you to stop fighting with it, because it reminds you of all those other times when you have gotten that perspective from hindsight that was able to perceive the beauty in that experience, the beauty in that moment, the beauty in that trouble, what you gained from it. What it does is it brings the future, that perspective, to now, helping to open it, just like that seed coming forth with that new shoot, that new growth, that new life. Focusing on the beauty brings that to this moment. And even as that new shoot cracks the shell of the seed, so that focus on beauty becomes the shoot that cracks the seed of that stuckness, that cracks the seed of that struggle, that cracks the seed of that pain. And so we just wanted to offer you that, to expand upon what was given before we arrived. And we certainly have much more that we can say, but we do desire to hear from you, to open in this time of fertility, in this time that is focused with the energy of fertility, into the co-creative aspect. And so feel free at this point and from now until the end of the show to call in. And the number, toll free, if you're in the U.S. or in Canada, is 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. And we will take questions. And until we get questions, we will talk a little bit more. Because we always have more to say. Always. So the next thing that we would touch in upon here today has to do with, well, a question someone submitted via email. And it has to do with how best to maintain or regain your center when you are in the midst of struggle, when you are in the midst of some sort of issue, some sort of pain, some sort, well, some might say some sort of test. So take a moment, breathe into that question for yourself, first of all. And as you breathe into that question, how would you answer it? How would you answer that? How do you best, most easily, most fully maintain your center in the midst of some sort of issue, some sort of problem? Well, the answer we have is multiple. But it starts with what we just offered you. It starts with breathing in and seeking the beauty, seeking the beauty, the divine co-creativeness, if you will, that is there in that particular moment. It's already there. The seed is sitting there. You're just, with your breath, with your intention, you are simply connecting to it, and it is like watering the seeds and putting them in the sun. It will naturally help to burst forth, to bring forth, to come out into the world, bringing, shall we say, the new experience with it. So it starts there. Secondly, also using the breath, and quite frankly, it doesn't matter which one of these you would do first, but secondly, when you're in that sort of trouble, when you're in that experience of having an issue that is up at the surface. It's negative. It's come to the surface. It has, shall we say, created chaos in your life, or at least allowed you to connect with it. The other thing that is most important for you to do, as soon as you are able, as soon as you are able to make the conscious choice to bring this choice to bear, and it is this. I choose to breathe into this pain. I choose to feel it as much as I need to in order to release it. And I choose to release it. I choose to clear it. And again, it's using the breath. Bringing that breath through it helps to clean it out. It's kind of like opening the windows for the first time after the long winter to air things out. You use your breath and it gets things moving. You use that intention and it gets things moving. So that's the shortest answer that we have for that question. There are multiple others. Another key that you can use is to remember to ground yourself, to take yourself into the earth to feel her support. That was connected with previously on another one of these shows, that when you connect there, you can get that support, and that again allows you to feel like you're not alone. So that brings us back to connecting with the energy of the community of light workers, of light bearers, of light bringers that is here, that is with you always, and that is accessible to you always, that energy of support. So that is another key. You can breathe into that. And again, feeling that support from Mother Earth, from your community of light workers in body, from your community of support out of body, that helps you to anchor into this place of safety, where it's even easier for you to do the first two things we suggested, the breathing in and connecting with the energy of beauty, that your intention is to find the beauty within this chaos, within this crap, within this pain, within this struggle, and to breathe in and connect with that intention to say, yes, I will feel this. It's up for me to feel. It's up for me, however, to feel it so that it can leave, so that it can release, so that it can go away from me now. And so, those are the keys. Those are the foundational pieces. By all means, any other tool that you have in your own spiritual toolbox, doesn't matter what it might be, doesn't matter where you got it, any tool that you have in your toolbox, from a form of meditation to a form of healing to a form of cleansing, all of these things can be used in these times. We have simply given you some of the easiest, some of the clearest, and most straightforward. They don't require much in the way of technique, if you will. They simply require a little bit of presence, a little bit of intention, a little bit of breath. And that, right there, is the key to any tool that you might use. A little bit of awareness, a little bit of intention, a little bit of breath. That's the key to all of it. Any other tool you have can be broken down, and at a foundation level, you will find those three things. So, that would be the answer that we would give to you about how to maintain that center or to regain that center when you have something that knocks you off your feet, something that is creating pain or chaos in your life, etc. So, once more, we put forth the invitation for you to call in and ask a question if you so desire. Do not be shy, dear ones. We don't bite. The number, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Once more, we know that this is a day of great fertility, so many of you are out there not listening to this live, enjoying the day, enjoying, even if you did not have the awareness or the thought already, of the consciousness of this day, which is one of new birth, which is one of that fertility. It is a day to celebrate. So, whether you're listening to this live or not, allow yourself to take that energy in, that energy of celebration, the energy of celebrating the potential for change, the potential for new growth, the potential for rebirth that is inherent in each and every moment. That is inherent in each and every moment. And really breathe into that. And even as you're breathing in, know that you are changing through that breath. And as you're breathing out, know that you are changing. You are recreating yourself. You are bringing in more of what you need with the inhalation. You are letting go of that which you're already done with the exhalation. This cycle is always here. That which is the being reborn is not so much about a product as it is an ongoing process. It's not so much about a one-time shift as it is an ongoing opportunity. And when you can claim that for your consciousness as fully as possible, it opens up a great deal more freedom, a great deal more possibility for you. And so, well, apparently, you are being shy out there. And so, since no one is calling in, we will give you a little bit of sound to anchor in this energy, to amplify this energy of the energy of fertility, the energy of rebirth, the energy of that potentiality in each and every moment. And then we will take our leave after that. But allow yourselves to simply open and breathe and intend to receive. Go into the divine feminine within you to receive this as deeply as you are able. Kiamalahia tota limaha diana dobalakatan hiro antiana te heamoada diela toda bakta etana wapa hia anoa ia aloba iantakana hona heamodia anoa. Yeah. Well, dear ones, know that our love is with you now and always. Namaste. All right. Welcome back to me. And just want to thank you all once more for listening. Can't create this without you. Know that as time goes by, there'll be more and more of those opportunities to ask your questions. And believe me, I certainly encourage it. So if you don't want to necessarily get on the air with me through the phone lines, please keep sending me the questions. Keep sending me the feedback. Remember, that also gets you into the drawing for free work with me. Once a month I'll be doing that, making that drawing. So give me the feedback and you go in again. Once a week you can do it. I'm happy to have all the questions and topic suggestions possible. So we're going to start dipping into those more actively as we go. One of these shows, I think I will put this forth in advance if they give me advance warning. We will do an all-answer hour where it's all going to be questions straight through from beginning to end. I don't think that'll be next week or the week after. Next week's Mother's Day. The week after, I'll be having my second very special guest, BJ King, the Practical Mystic, a wonderful, wonderful spiritual teacher, will be joining me then. And so maybe the week after that, maybe on the 22nd, we'll do the all-answer hour. But I will keep you posted on that as that comes forward again. But please, any feedback you have, I would love to hear. I would love to be able to make this show that much more of what will serve you. So I will be back next week, same time and same place. Hope you're going to join me again out there in the truth within. And I would suggest once more that maybe you go out there and expose yourself a little bit more and let some people that you know, let some people that you love, let some people that you're not so certain know about this show. And hopefully you and they will join us next week. And remember, you never know where this show will go. God, Goddess bless you and have a wonderful rest of your day.